Good morning. My guest this morning is Clint McKay. Clint, why don't you identify yourself as far as your own tribal membership is? I would say that you were here from the Laguna Foundation, but you're not really.
Okay. Actually, I'm an enrolled member of the Dry Creek Rancheria Band of Pomo Indians in Geyserville.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also Wapo from Alexander Valley and Wintoon from Trinity County.
Wow. Okay. And you are a basket weaver.
Yes, sir, I am.
In what style do you weave baskets?
Actually, I do all types of Pomo basket weaving. So we do coiling work, several different types of twining. I make baby baskets, feather baskets, beaded baskets. I practice all types of Pomo styles.
Great. We are talking about an event on Thursday, September 7th at the Laguna Environmental Center over on Sanford Road. And your presentation is going to be Weaving Memories and Laguna Stories, Reflections on Learning to Weave Baskets with Local Elders and on Sustaining the Tradition Today. So, Clint, can you give us an idea of what your presentation will be like?
Yeah, so they asked me to talk about what it was like to be a basket weaver these days and where I got my start. And I'm actually very blessed to have had two very fine teachers, actually world-renowned basket weavers in my Aunt Laura Summersall and my Aunt
yes.
Mabel McKay.
Yes.
So
the best.
I've had a good start there.
You sure have. Those are great names.
Thank you. And so they've asked me to come and give a presentation about what it was like to be able to learn from those two master weavers.
Uh-huh.
And my experiences, because I was actually raised in Sebastopol and spent a lot of time myself on the Laguna and was with both of my aunts gathering material there. So we have kind of a intimate connection with the Laguna itself.
Where did you live at that time?
Well, we've always called it Sebastopol, but to those of us that lived there, it was actually Cunningham off of Hessel Road.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yes. That's another little town that
yes.
sort of escapes notice. It's a great place. It's a wonderful place. I'm sure it was a fine place to grow up.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, my parents would just, you know, it was kind of like in the morning, especially in summertime when there was no school, it was like be home by dark. And
uh-huh.
we were out in the fields and along the creeks and we were gone.
Great. So would this be a good presentation for people who actually wanted to start making baskets?
Yeah, I think so, because it I'm going to touch not only on memories and what it was like for me, but we're going to discuss the different types of materials. Myself and my wife, who is a fine basket weaver in her own right, will also be giving a demonstration. So we will have our materials on display. We will be given a demonstration on weaving. So we'll be there to answer any questions that people might have about the best way to get started.
Are you going to bring some examples of basket work with you?
Yes, we will. We will bring a small collection of both completed baskets and baskets that are in progress.
Right.
Yes.
So you are actively involved in basket making now?
Very much so.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where do you do most of it?
In my easy chair in front of the television,
there you go.
To be
That's
honest
the
with
best
you.
Place.
No, I mean I enjoy doing it anywhere, but it's just, you know, when you work
right.
full time and 40 hours a week, we do it where and when we can.
Clint, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about your presentation. Let's repeat that this is at the Laguna Environmental Center on Sanford Road, Thursday, September 7th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Clint McKay, Reflections on Learning to Weave Baskets with Local Elders. For information, a telephone number, 527-9277, online, lagunafoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.